From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Now, a review of the latest book by Shalom Auslander. It's a novel that incorporates a bizarre representation of one of history's most tragic heroines. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, says the book is surprising and infuriating.
Hope, a Tragedy, is a rambling, quasi-philosophical comedy about a young Jewish business writer and his family who buy a house in rural New York. They find that their purchase has included a whole lot more than they bargained for. The protagonist, Solomon Kugel, discovers there's a secret tenant in the attic, none other than Holocaust writer victim Anne Frank. The iconic Anne Frank, now very old, miraculously survived the Nazi death camps and took up residence in this bucolic enclave, camping in Kugel's attic and writing a book about her life. Kugel targets in scattergun fashion all sorts of social worries, such as anti-Semitism, and oddities from gluten allergies to the tanning fad to the real estate business. He works up his biggest sweat, though, about Anne Frank hiding out in his attic. The novel itself glides smoothly along, strongly out-woodying Woody Allen in its constant fretfulness and utterly charming in its wacky devotion to the main character's abiding doubts and darkest fears.
Hope, a Tragedy is by Shalom Auslander. Our reviewer is Alan Chews.